Hello, both of you, Christian Buckland and Charlotte. You were both at the AAPG last week, and we've been dying to talk to you. Christian Buckland, we've known for a long time, being one of the absolute people at the forefront of the COVID-19 situation, not just in the UK. As a psychologist, you've been doing some incredible work with the vaccine injured. And Charlotte, you are one of the founders of UK CV Family, supporting a group in the UK of about 800 vaccine injured people. Please, first to you, Christian, and then to you, Charlotte, tell us about the AAPG that was chaired by Sir Christopher Chope.
Well, yeah, thanks, Rob. So the AAPG is an all-party parliamentary group, and there's lots of different topics that there are AAPGs for. And this one was specifically for COVID vaccine damage. So I got involved in this quite late on. Charlotte and her group have been working on this for a long time, since, I think, if I remember right, since April of this year. So I'm actually going to hand over to Charlotte there, because she has the background far better than I have. I joined very late to this. So if I can hand over to Charlotte so she can give a little bit of an understanding about how the AAPG got set up and where we are today, if that's okay with you.
Absolutely. And Charlotte, can you just tell us very briefly a little bit about yourself? And of course, you are a victim of vaccine injury yourself. You can just give us some background there as well before you go into the actually what happened at the AAPG. Thank you.
Of course, yeah. I was injured after having my AstraZeneca vaccinations last year. I won't list all the symptoms because we haven't got enough time. I founded UK CV Family in November 2021. And it's a group for UK vaccine injured and bereaved people to join to gain support from their fellow peers. But since then, it's grown. And at the start of this year, we decided to start a campaign, a political campaign. And this was headed up by Caroline Pover, who also co-founded the group with me and heads it. And she went about by basing a campaign loosely off of other campaigns with similar nature. It was very targeted. We sent, or should I say, Caroline and Brian Howard, who works with her, sent many, many letters on behalf of their vaccine injured constituents to their MPs, asking for help both personally for that person. So asking them to hurry up referrals or to help them financially apply for benefits or things of that nature, but also to support a possible AAPG that we'd already thought about anyway. And this was, you know, you're talking February, March time. So in April last year, April this year, Caroline Pover had a very long chat with Sir Christopher Chope, and the AAPG was mentioned. And it was also mentioned that this would be an ideal opportunity as a first meeting to actually sit down with vaccine injury support groups and hear what we needed, what we thought we needed, and ways to reform and make change for people with vaccine injuries, not just COVID vaccines. You know, we've always said this would benefit anyone that ever is injured from a vaccine.
Charlotte, because what we're can I just jump in there? That did you have, apart from Sir Christopher, were there other politicians who were supportive of your issues and your concerns?
Yes, yeah, we've had MPs actually write letters to personal independent payment for our vaccine injured members. We've had them write letters to the health secretary, the vaccines minister, all sorts. You know, they've done quite a lot for us, and currently we have 64 supporting MPs, so we have quite a lot of MPs that are supporting their vaccine injured or bereaved constituents.
Fantastic. So now let's turn our attention to what happened. So you were really it was your initiative that really got the AAPG off the ground. Did you get lots of time? I kind of know you didn't, but tell us what happened in the meeting. And one of the reasons we're talking now is because we are passionate about balance in the media. And I think it's been somewhat imbalanced in terms of hearing from the vaccine injured, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, we weren't the only vaccine injury support group. So going back to May this year, VIB UK formed as well, and they were also in talks with Sir Christopher Choate. So there's two vaccine injury support groups forming documents to put towards this first APPG. We got told of a date in September. We had 70 people coming from our group, which is a lot of organisation. We're all very ill. We've all got conditions that aren't necessarily controlled. So, you know, some with heart problems and neuromuscular conditions and things like this. So it's a lot of work for people that are very sick, and also bereaved people. You know, getting people that are grieving to come to something like this is also quite traumatic. So these people booked hotels, transport, thousands of pounds were spent. And then, unfortunately, the Queen passed away and it was postponed. And Sir Christopher Choate's office said to us that we would get notice of a new date in due course. And we knew that Parliament was going through a lot of turmoil, so we didn't keep hounding them. And then just under a week before the new date, we got notification of it. Now, Caroline Pover at the time had just been admitted to hospital with sepsis and appendicitis. So she was out of the picture. And by the time our 64 supportive MPs got emails from us inviting them, it would have been Monday morning. So they had 4 days, 3 days possibly, to clear their diaries to come. So it's not surprising that none came.
Absolutely. So and just tell us, you know, how did the meeting itself go?
It was very emotionally charged. We've spent a lot of time on documents. We weren't there necessarily to stand up and tell our individual stories about our vaccine injuries. We were there to present documents, ways in which MPs could reform and make change on our behalf that would benefit people in the future and ongoing. So, you know, we weren't there to kind of talk about our individual circumstances, although that is what it turned into, because voices felt like they weren't heard in the end, because the whole meeting was taken up by a lecture by Dr. Malhotra. And we've been saying for a while that actually we think the question around safety of the COVID vaccine should have its own APPG altogether, because it detracts from what we need. Yes, the two issues go together, but actually the safety debate and the safety issue is so big and will go on for so long that it needs its whole own platform.
Absolutely. And of course, part of the issue is dealing with the future risk, the risk that has not yet occurred through people continuing to become vaccinated, to understand the profile of those who may be more impacted, more sensitive to the impacts of it. The other part of it is the kind of medical support system. I mean, you're all living, working examples of people who are trying to find a way through a medical system that largely doesn't yet recognize the severity of COVID-19 vaccine injury. Can you just talk briefly about that? Because you're all, I mean, your link with Christian is part of that whole connection system. You will be establishing new networks of medical support and social support around you. That's what you do as a support group. Can you just tell us what that starts to look like, and whether there has been interest because as soon as the medical mainstream begin to realize that this is as much a responsibility for them as dealing with, you know, rare forms of cancer or heart disease or anything else, at the moment there is a blindness, is there not, amongst a large part of the medical mainstream?
I think you'd be quite surprised. I mean, our group itself is in, I believe, 3 different scientific studies now, one of which is about to start, 2 of which, sorry, are about to start. So one is just applying for funding, and that will be a patient-led study. And the other one is a genetic study, and that will be looking at vaccine injury and genetics. So there is interest, and what we're finding from our members, and just yesterday, one of our members was in hospital and the doctor said, you know, we just don't know what to do with people like you. We're seeing them, but we don't know what to do. And this is generally what we're finding now, is that a lot's changed since this time last year when you went to hospital and they were like, oh, you know, that doesn't exist. Now we are actually getting told, you know, we're trying to help you, but we don't know what to do. There are no guidelines. There's no pathway for you. We don't know where to go next for you. And they're actually sending us to A&E a lot, or ambulatory care, because, and then they don't know what to do with us either. unless, of course, we've had something major that shows up on our blood work or tests. So there is interest now in the medical community. And I think they are seeing more and more people come to them with these kind of medically unexplained symptoms. So it won't be long before they start to ask, well, what do we do with these people? To the people that they you know, report back to, they're going to have to ask these questions at some point.
But and ironically, of course, you understand, and your members of your group understand that better than most people in the medical profession, because you are, all of us as human beings, we've got very strong survival instincts. You will have found some things that are working better than others. And of course, it's for everyone to be learning from you. Charlotte, that is just amazing insights. It is people like you that are making the difference for all those who are currently injured, and probably even more importantly, as word gets out, there will be more who are in very good health, who recognize that actually, when they're weighing up the risks and benefits of exposure to a circulating virus that perhaps has lost a lot of the virulence that it originally had, vis-a-vis the huge question marks that lie around the vaccine itself. You played a huge part in getting that information out. So big thank you to you, Christian. Also, huge thank you for all the amazing work that you're doing.
Can I just add one last thing to this?
You absolutely can. Please go for it.
See, I suppose I just want to say, and we've kind of hinted at it, I think there was just a very big missed opportunity at the APPG. The people who have been injured and bereaved, they are the experts by experience, and they know what they need. And people, I think are forgetting to go to them, just like you're saying, and say, look, you know, what is it? What can we do to help you? And that's why I think sometimes, you know, things like having a lecture on a topic about safety or misinformation misses out something important. I'm not saying the topic wasn't really, really important. It's just where it was just the wrong timing. I think actually there should have been more time for the injured and bereaved to be in the kind of MP's horseshoe area talking about what it is that they need, because it's as if then everyone's assuming they know what they want, or actually we just assume they don't know. When actually, I, you know, when I've looked through the documents that Charlotte and Caroline have prepared, you know, I'm absolutely blown away by the hard work in there. The things they are saying, this is what we need, this is what we need. We need to establish NICE guidelines. All these things are really, really fundamental. Yep. And so to me, an APPG in the future, if we can learn from some of the things that might not have gone so well here this last week, we can make sure we get it right next time. And that to me is actually, let's listen listen more to the people who know what's going on for them. And those people are people like UKCB Family, VIB UK. They are the ones who are going to hold the keys to be able to move this forward.
100%, Christian. It's an incredibly important point and is another reminder that the top-down paternalistic system of medicine is alive and well, but things, you know, the tide is shifting. Charlotte, from what you're saying, it's fantastic news. And huge thank you to both of you for this amazing work. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.